Okay, tonight's maral is another example in which the maral takes a chazal that's often quoted and sounds sometimes as almost as if it's a story for children to show the depth of what it is that chazal are trying to express. It comes from the psukim that when Yaakov meets Rachel at the well and she goes home and tells her father who she met. So the Torah describes Kishmo Lavan Shema Yaakov ben Achoso, when Lavan hears the name of his nephew of Yaakov, and then it gives us three verbs: Vayaratz Likroso, he ran out to greet him; Vayachabiklo, he hugged him; Vayanashiklo, and he kissed him; and then he brought him home to hear the story. And Rashi comments, "What's with all the verbs, the action of the running, the hugging, the kissing?" Rashi says, "Kasavar Mamanutan." When he heard his name, he assumed it must be that Yaakov came with great wealth, with a lot of money, because after all, he remembered the story of his own sister Rivka. When Eliezer showed up to meet Rivka, the 20, 30 years prior, Eliezer came with all of these goods. So now he's seeing the same story. So he assumed it must be he came running out to meet Yaakov. And what did he find? He doesn't have anything on him. As we learned last night, Yaakov was stripped bare from his nephew Eliphaz, who stole all of his money from him. So Lavan sees Yaakov standing there with nothing. So then the Torah says he hugged him. Rashi says, Kishalo ra'imo klum, when he didn't see anything, he said, ah, I know. He's hidden all of his goods inside of his clothing. He's got it. It's just, it's not open. So he gives him a hug, Rashi says, to feel maybe that's where they are. He discovers that there's nothing there. He's got nothing at all. So he kissed him. Rashi says, Shema margilios havav inam bepiv. Maybe he brought pearls or expensive diamonds or small jewels, and he hid them in his mouth. So he gave him a kiss. Maybe he could find them there. He finds nothing. So says Rashi. And as I said, this is children come home from school with such a medrash, and as you listen to it as an adult, they're like, what, really? So he's like giving him a hug, he's patting him down, and he's giving him a kiss, and he's searching in his mouth to see if it just sounds like, what are Chazal saying? So the Maral says, don't be fooled by the childish language that they use to express this. They're saying as follows. Sometimes somebody comes, and there's a way that they want everybody to know. The way that people relate to their own wealth, to their own money, come in many different flavors. Sometimes a person wants everybody around them to know what they have. And so how do you do that? So they do that by, you could do it in the form of a car, in the form of a house, in the form of all sorts of public things that everybody sees, that when this guy walks into town, he wants everybody to know, ah, here comes a macher, he's got the goods. And it's right there. And that's evidenced by, in the times of the sage, of the Avos Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, camels laden with gold and jewel. You walk into town by the well, and you come with 10 camels filled with things. You're showing up to town and you're announcing, I got the goods. So he ran to see. Did he come flaunting it the way Eliezer did? Eliezer walked into town and everybody knew this was a wealthy guy, or at least that he represented a wealthy guy. You can't hide 10 camels filled to the brim with goods. But then sometimes a person, I don't want everybody to know. So that's represented by putting it in your clothing, which is not open for everyone to see. It's hidden on you. Not in your body, but on your body, but hidden. Who do you reveal that to? Everybody doesn't know, but who knows something that you have hidden in your clothing? Your inner circle, people who are closer to you, you'll let them know. It's revealed to them what it is that a person, I don't want everybody to know, people who are closer. How do you get into that? How do you show that you're part of that circle that you should know what's going on? So he says he hugged him. Not in the sense of patting him down, but in the display of, we're family. We're family. If you have, I understand, Yaakov, you don't want to be like Eliezer. You didn't roll into town with 10 Rolls Royces behind. I understand you didn't want to do that. But you don't want everybody in town to know, but ich bin mishpocha. So he gives him a hug. You can tell me what you have. And Yaakov reveals nothing. So he gave him a kiss. What does that represent? Sometimes even your inner circle you don't know, only to the person who you are the most deeply connected to, with your innermost connection, to that person, they know your innermost secrets, but nobody else. And that's represented by a kiss, something which comes from the mouth. The Maral points out, we find a lot of times that Chazal describe, Yinashkeu Minishikos Pihu, when Hashem gave us, in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, the love song between Hashem and the Jewish people, we say, give me a kiss from your mouth. That represents the most closeness that a person can have. Ki Hashem yitein chachma Mipiv, the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Hashem gives us wisdom, Mipiv. Why does Shlomo Melech use that language always? When he wants to display Hashem giving us something, it's Mipihu, kiss me from your mouth. Give me your wisdom, Mipiv, from your mouth. That symbol of a kiss represents the innermost closeness of two people. So Lavan says, I got it. You didn't stroll into town with your Rolls Royces for everybody to see. You don't even want to tell me because we're in Mishpacha. I'm going to give you a kiss to see. Maybe it's in your mouth. Not in the sense I'm literally feeling in your mouth to see if you hit it. To see if, no, we're this close. It's your Uncle Lavan. I'm about to marry off my daughters to you. You can tell me, because we're so close, what you really have, what you're really worth. But Yaakov says, I don't have anything. But the progression of running to see what's on the outside, giving a hug to see, okay, it's inside. It's not, and then that which is inside your mouth, that's the progression of what you reveal to the outside world. Some things we reveal to everyone. Sometimes what's inside my coat, my circle knows. And some things are in my mouth, which means only the closest person to me, only that person, represented by a kiss as the husband would give to, only they know. And Lavan goes through his progression. Yaakov, come on, tell me what you got. Yaakov says, I have nothing. So Lavan says, okay, fine, you got nothing? You'll start to work for me tomorrow morning. If that's how you want to be, you could work. You could work for my daughters, but it's not going to be more than that. And that's how the Maral understands the Chazal that Rashi quotes of the running and the hugging and the kissing as a revelation of how Chazal see how we relate to others, what we reveal and what we don't reveal, and what does it take to get somebody else into our circle to have things revealed to them.